Alt NPR.
The following is an installment of Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Last Thursday night, I met my friends George and Marina out for dinner at a small Italian wine bar in my neighborhood. We shared a bottle of 2001 Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. It was excellent, and after dinner I suggested we order a second bottle. But my friends, who are now married, shook their collective head from side to side, letting me know that for them, the evening was over. I contemplated calling it a night as well, but as I walked towards my apartment, I was overcome by the force that is the East Village in springtime. The fragrance from the trees and the soft light from the lampposts formed a giant canopy, rendering the boundaries between the buildings and the streets, the traffic and the pedestrians, irrelevant. The grid plan disappeared. Everything was connected. Even the lines that normally separate one individual from another became pliant and supple. I was one with the woman in the facial hair and the pink leotard. I was one with the guy wearing sunglasses rocking out to his iPod. I was one with the taxi driver with a giant turban muttering into his cell phone. It was impossible for me to go home because I already was home. I ducked into a wine bar at Bleecker and Bowery. It was packed with people who were also celebrating this East Village happening. I ordered a glass of Rioja, and then I went to the bathroom. Now, you have to understand that I did not notice that the latch on the bathroom door was broken. I assure you that if I had been aware of this, I would have immediately taken leave of my ethereal state. And likewise, had I not been in such an ethereal state, I most likely would have noticed that the door had a broken latch. But regardless, as I was relieving myself over the toilet, I did not hear the door open. Nor did I notice the woman walk in. Nor did I notice her take out her camera phone and point it at me. It wasn't until she screamed out, "Pervert!" and barged out of the bathroom, slamming the door behind her, that I snapped out of my trance. And believe you me, I was so taken aback, I almost pitched forward into the toilet. I finished as quickly as I could, then I washed my hands and walked back into the bar. She was sitting at a table with a group of people. They were all crowded over her cell phone. A large, beefy guy narrowed his eyes at me, sizing me up, calculating how punching me out could better his reputation and the odds of his getting laid. The bartender was also giving me a dirty look. My glass of Rioja was nowhere to be seen. The distance between me and everyone else was once again tactile and final. I lowered my head and walked out into the night. As I crossed Bowery, a Hummer limousine roared through the red light. I barely made it to the other side of the street, and when I caught my breath, I found myself standing in a puddle of warm vomit. I got the cold shoulder and the evil eye from every passerby. An old lady sleeping on the sidewalk across from the Anthology Film Archives sat up as I trudged by and cackled, "I hate your f***ing guts. I hope you die." When I made it to my apartment, I collapsed into bed fully clothed. I pulled the sheets and my stuffed elephant close, and I begged the universe to please, please let me be. The next morning, about 11 a.m., I got an email from my friend Tom Gilmore. It said, "This guy looks like you." I clicked on the link. It was a website called Hollerback New York. And there I was, standing over a toilet, pissing away. Now, I don't know what was more difficult to take, seeing myself urinating on the internet, or the ridiculous, rapturous expression on my face. Over my picture, a headline screamed out, "Pervert in Urinetown." And below, there was some text. Here I was at Vaughn trying to enjoy a nice glass of Merlot, and this skeevy perv eyes me as he goes to the bathroom. A few minutes later, I realize I have to go as well. So I push open the unlocked bathroom door, and there is the guy, standing over the toilet in such a way that I have a full-on view. He's pretending to be oblivious, but obviously he didn't lock the door on purpose, hoping that I would follow him in so he could show off his golden showering abilities. OMGICK. Well, I took out my camera phone and took his picture, and I have to tell you, it didn't even faze him. He kept pissing, and the creepy look on his face didn't go away either. Ladies, watch out for this one. Submitted by Lucy Merlot. The website Hollerback New York was started up in the wake of the high-profile case of Dan Hoyt, a man who exposed himself to a young woman named Thao Nguyen on the subway. Thao snapped Dan's picture with her cell phone camera and took it to the police. The story made front page news, and Dan Hoyt was later arrested. Thao Nguyen's admirers started up Hollerback New York as a website for women all over the city to post photos of the men who harassed them to, in a sense, holler back. When my heartbeat finally drops below 150, I type up my own holler back. I explain that mine is not a case of perversion, but rather a case of a broken bathroom door latch. I offer full assurances that on the night in question, I had not taken notice of Miss Lucy Merlot, and thus it would have been impossible for me to have directed a single thought of skeeviness in her direction. I firmly state that I am thus well within my rights in requesting that said picture and text come down immediately. And I add for good measure that while I have never partaken or participated in any woman's rights marches or protests, I nonetheless have strong feelings for their cause. I close with an offer to discuss further if need be, and I respectfully attach my name and telephone number. Within 10 minutes, I receive a reply. Dear pervert, you think we don't see through your bullshit? Holler back, New York, don't buckle to perverts like you. Thanks to the internet, scum like you have to pay the consequences now. That's right, actions have consequences. You want to show off your tool to some girl who just wants to use the bathroom, you gotta pay the price. Deal and get real. About 10 minutes later, I get another email from my friend Tom. All it says is, uh-oh. I click back to the Hollerback site. They have now posted my email, but not the part where I explain the situation, just the part where I request them to take the picture and the text down, and they have even added my name and phone number. I close my laptop and bury my head in my hands, and then the phone begins to ring.
To replay this message, press 4.
Hi, I saw your picture on Hollerback. I think you need to be stripped naked, kicked in the balls, hogtied, and forced to lie on a cold stone floor while a woman in high-heeled black leather boots walks over you and urinates. If you're into this sort of thing, give me a call. 212?
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi, my name is Elisa, and I'm calling about the pictures of you that were up on the internet. I have to say that when I first saw the pictures of you, I was pretty disgusted and pretty upset, and I thought to myself, what is up with this guy? I mean, what a lame-o. I mean, who would pull a stunt like that, and what could he possibly think? I mean, who would possibly fall for something like that? But, you know, I have a degree in feminist theory, and I'm, you know, consider myself a feminist, and I'm really interested in issues of gender inequality and sort of sexual inequality. And it occurred to me, oh my God, this poor guy. He's totally desperate, he's totally struggling, and it occurred to me that this could be a perfect opportunity to start a conversation about how gender inequality and sexual inequality affect men just as much as they affect women. and really maybe try and build some bridges here and start some really good conversations. So you know me at Feminist for Life. That's Feminist, the number 4, and then Life at...
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi. I saw your picture on Hollerback, and at first it made me really mad, but then the next time I looked at it, I was totally turned on. And I know this sounds totally crazy, but I was wondering if maybe you wanted to get together, possibly even tonight. I work in fashion, and I think you should email me. My email is janetc at...
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi, my name is Meredith. I saw your video on hollerback.com, and I feel really weird doing this, but I think we would get along really well, and I was wondering if maybe you wanted to meet up sometime. So, yeah, give me a call back sometime if you're interested in getting together. My phone number is...
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi there, pervert. I just saw your picture on Hollaback, and I just had to give you a call because it made me so hot. I like that you're so uninhibited, and you're circumcised, too, and that just made me really hot. So I just thought I would give you a call and let you know, and see if you wanted to maybe hang out sometime and maybe, like, go to a bar, or you could come to my place, and we could have a little wine or something. Anyway, give me a call. You can reach me at...
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi, I hope I have the right number. I've never done something like this before, but I got your number off of Hollaback, New York, and I saw your photo, and there was just something about it that reminded me of my ex-boyfriend from high school. It sounds so weird, I'm sure, but something about the way you were carrying yourself that reminded me of him, and he was such a great guy, and we did the theater together, and we actually met when we were doing Pirates of Penzance. Anyway, my friends told me he was gay, but I didn't believe it because he told me he was a breast man. And anyway, we broke up, and I was sending him booby shots to his cell phone and email, and he accused me of harassing him, and it was just ugly. I hear he ended up with an Asian boy. Anyway, I think that you sound like a great guy, and if you truly are a breast man and aren't gay, I would love to get together and talk to you. So give me a call sometime. My name's Catherine, and my number is 212.
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. I saw your picture online today at work. I liked it. I thought it was pretty damn cute. I really want to meet you. It's as simple as that. We should get together, have some fun together. Why don't you call me? It's 5...
Message skipped. Next message.
Hi, I saw you on Hollerback today. And I work at Barnes & Noble, the one in Union Square. And I've always had this fantasy where I'm shelving books in the travel section, and I see this guy there reading The Lonely Planet Guide to Paris, and he sees me looking at him, and he starts to walk up to me, and we start making out. And I'm hoping that you could help me with this fantasy in mind. I work Tuesday through Friday in the afternoon, and I was just hoping you might want to stop by. And if I don't see you first, you can ask for Amy. Thanks.
End of messages.
You've been listening to Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org.
Alt NPR.